John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Classic Rock, 102.9 MGK. Normally, we're talking to Chris Epting about his book, If There's a Bustle in Your Hedgerow, 50 Lyrical Lines That Helped Define the 70s, but the man writes a lot of books, and one of them, and a great one that you should pick up, is Led Zeppelin Crashed Here, The Rock and Roll Landmarks of North America. And we're dealing with the Doors today, and we're going to go with Morrison Hotel?
Got to go with Morrison Hotel here in the 50th anniversary of the album. What's really interesting is, a lot of us are still kind of, if not quarantined, we're laying low, we're not traveling around, but there's still fun places to get out and visit. One of them for me is 1246 South Hope Street in Los Angeles. That was the actual Morrison Hotel that you saw on the cover. Ray Manzarek, before he passed away, told me a funny story about how the band went in there and asked the woman up front if they could take a photo in the front, and she went crazy, chased, they were like hippies, right?
Right.
She chases them out, no, you can't take a photo. Ray says that Morrison kind of charms her for a second while the group all gathers in the spot where they want to be, and then Henry Diltz goes out, the photographer,
right,
and blasts a bunch of photos off, and they get their cover shot, right? So it's a classic Doors cover, but the story doesn't end there. The band at this point in the afternoon goes a few blocks away to have a beer, and if you look at the back cover, you can see them in a bar having a beer.
Right.
The place they went into was called the Hard Rock Cafe. This was before there was any chain of Hard Rock Cafes.
Okay.
It was a one-off, a little dive bar in downtown L.A. And so the album comes out, and Diltz gets a call, the photographer gets a call from a group in London when the album comes out, and they say, hey, what's that name on the back, Hard Rock Cafe? Who owns that? And he has no idea. It's kind of up for grabs.
Right.
They're putting together a restaurant concept. They loved it so much. They end up launching the Hard Rock Cafe everybody came to know based on what they saw on the back album cover.
Yeah, and the wild thing is that restaurant came about because of the amount of Americans who were living in London at the time and recording, and they couldn't get any of the foods that they liked.
Oh, wow.
Right? And these guys went and they put the Hard Rock Hotel, and it was all American foods.
That's
because
wild.
Believe me, you don't want a British burger in 1965.
Well, check this out. It doesn't even end there. I went back to the site of the Hard Rock Cafe today for the book to see what was there.
Uh-huh.
And it's a grocery store now, but it's the same structure, same building.
The one in London?
No. The one where the doors went.
Oh, the one in L.A. I was going to say, that's an expensive piece of real estate for a supermarket.
So it's down by Skid Row, not a great area, but I go in there, and it's a market, but structurally inside, it's still the same. And what I learned was, I thought you would appreciate this, it morphed from a bar into a pool hall in the late 70s and early 80s. And do you know what was shot in there?
No.
The Michael Jackson video Beat It. Remember when he goes in the pool hall?
Oh, God.
That's the same space where the Doors shot cover of Morrison Hotel. And the pillars are still there. It's structurally the same. So you realize sometimes with these rock and roll landmarks, there's this kind of crazy crossover. Once we talked about the Physical Graffiti album cover being where the Stones shot Waiting on a Friend.
Friend, right.
You know, and when you have this one site that sort of serves as a double for two kind of moments of music history, it's really kind of cool.
And the wild thing is, if my life depended on it, I would have sworn that Morrison Hotel was in some, like, southwestern town in Texas or New Mexico or something like that. That picture gives you that feel. Los Angeles is the last thing I would have thought of.
And you know what's really great? In the anniversary, the 50th anniversary, or what the city did, if you go there today, if anyone's on the West Coast, they actually made it like it used to look. It's not a Morrison Hotel anymore. It's just a deserted building. But they went back and they redesigned the window and everything, so it looks exactly like the album cover right now as we speak.
That's great. Well, the book is Led Zeppelin Crashed Here, The Rock and Roll Landmarks of North America. And here's a little something from Morrison Hotel. Classic Rock, 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.